For University of Illinois Extension, I'm Todd Gleason. Friday morning report day from USDA. The quarterly grain stocks report figures, along with the acreage numbers released. Daryl Good, ag economist from the U of I, joins us now to talk about the numbers. Daryl, looks like the quarterly grain stocks report number held the biggest surprise for the marketplace.
Yeah, I think the June stocks number we thought probably would be overshadowed by the acreage report, but I think all said and done, that the biggest surprise probably was in the stocks report. June 1 inventory of soybeans at 990 million bushels. That's huge. That's a record amount, but it's probably 25 to 30 million bushels less than what we would have guessed based on use during the previous quarter. So now we'll start wondering why, and will we find some of that inventory in September or not? Some years we have, some years not. So just taking at face value, the June 1 stocks of soybeans does suggest maybe the 05 crop was overestimated just a smidgen, maybe 1% or so, which is certainly within sampling error on estimating crop size. But as with most reports, we'll say we'll know more when we get the next one. But I think in the meantime, this will be viewed as a little bit supportive for soybean prices.
Can you couple that with the acreage figure, which was lower as well?
Yeah, so with soybean acreage compared to March intentions down almost 2 million acres, that I think is within the range of expectations, but is a sizable decline. We did see a fair amount of intended acreage of soybeans shift to spring wheat and cotton. Also, we did see, compared to March intentions, a fairly sizable decline in intentions for sunflower acres. So we start thinking oil seeds in general. I think the acreage report, while it confirms expectations, I think could be viewed as a bit supportive as well. So it says more acres than last year, but we backed off from intentions, and we have enough yield concern at this point that I think it'll be a supportive number.
It'll be interesting to watch, especially because of the size of oilseed crops around the nation and the supply, or around the globe that we've had, and the supply that's been on hand that's been considered awfully, awfully large for a very long time.
It has been huge. We've been looking at prospects of record stocks of U.S. and world soybeans since last fall. Many people would say the market really has been remarkably strong in the face of that surplus, and I think is further evidence that the market is being supported a bit by speculative interest, and certainly by the reality that probably biofuels will be ramping up. One thing we've kind of lost track of here with the 05 soybean crop is, yes, we're building oil inventories this year, but one of the reasons is that the oil yield from the 2005 crop has been record large, and that has contributed to the surplus of soybean oil that's been building this year. The likelihood of that being the same for the 06 crop is pretty small. So I think there is some betting on the come here in terms of potential future demand for soybean oil. It's kind of overshadowed the current large inventory that we've been dealing with.
The USDA acreage figure, by the way, for the soybeans at 74.93 million acres. Corn at 79.366 million. That's within the trade range, just above what the trade average, I believe, was. And 78 million was what March intentions had shown.
Right. So, I mean, the market had anticipated more acres than reported in March. We saw some estimates as much as a 2 million acre increase. This 1.3, 1.4 million acre increase over March intentions is again, within the range of expectations, probably a bit supportive, particularly when you recognize also that planted acres of other feed grains, sorghum, barley, and oats, are maybe 400,000 to 500,000 acres less than intended in March. So when we look at all feed grain acreage, and acreage is less than a million larger than the March intention. So, while the direction was anticipated, I think a fairly small increase in total feed grain acres might be a bit supportive to the market. We kind of argued going into the report it's going to be hard to be for the acreage report to be friendly for both corn and soybeans, thinking if you get more of one, you get less of the other and so on. But I think we might read a little bit of bullishness for both crops into this report.
And part of that comes from the harvested acreage as opposed to the planted acreage for the corn.
A good point. Last year, somewhat to my surprise, acreage of corn harvested for grain was a relatively high percentage of planted acres of corn. You know, we talked about having a drought in Illinois, thought we might have some abandoned acres and so on. That really did not show up. This year, USDA is forecasting, based on farmer surveys, a more normal relationship between planted acres and harvested for grain. So while plantings are down about 2.4 million acres, the projection is that harvested acres could be down more than 3 million from last year. So again, when we look at that relationship, only 72 million acres harvested for grain this year, I think that's a bit supportive as well.
And if you use, I think, the 149, which is the trend yield, what kind of total bushels are we talking about?
I haven't done the math real quick, but you're talking basically a 10-5 crop, and probably right now USDA is looking that we'll use 11.6 or more. So this just confirms that we're going to have a significant drawdown in inventories unless the last part of the growing season is remarkably favorable and we end up with above-trend yields. We're going to see a very serious tightening of corn stocks next year. As part of that, while the June 1 stocks of corn this year were about as anticipated, it does strongly suggest, as many in the market have been thinking, that USDA has underestimated feed demand of corn this year. So our ending stocks this year may be 100 to 125 million less than currently projected. And so we pull those a billion bushels lower next year, all of a sudden we're getting pretty tight.
Might be good for basis levels even as we get into harvest, and certainly if you're looking to store the crop, you could probably pick up the carry.
I think that's right. We have a pretty weak basis bid on new crop corn at this point. Part of that certainly reflects increased storage costs because of higher interest rates, increased transportation costs, but it does suggest that could be a decent post-harvest recovery in basis. And with a decent spread in the futures market, does suggest that there's going to be a return to storage. The difficulty is when to sell that. I mean, to capture the return, you do have to forward price it to guarantee that return to storage. So there's going to be some decisions to be made, but looks like a good year to store corn.
Daryl, thanks much for joining us.
Thank you, Todd.
University of Illinois Extension ag economist Daryl Good. I'm Todd Gleason.